One of these days, we'll start one of these episodes on time.
I didn't know there was a time schedule.
We always have a time schedule.
Yeah, right.
You're either ranting and bitching about something in the beginning, or I forgot to do something. So, but are we ever going to break into this bourbon? This is the third episode in, and we haven't even touched this bourbon yet.
We're working.
I mean, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but
yeah, no,
it's noon somewhere.
We could. I mean, it is kind of a holiday weekend.
Welcome back to the lounge, guys. I got a pretty cool show, I think, today. You know, one of the things that Yvonne and I get asked a lot, I mean, they ask me because sometimes I think that if they go to her, there's no telling what she's going to tell them, but it's how do you and Yvonne work together every day? How do you run a business together every day? Do you ever get asked that, or am I the only one?
No, I mean, a little bit, like...
That means I'm the only one because they're scared to go to her. They're scared of what she's going to tell them.
No, it just... I don't think they ask us how we run it. They're like, do you guys fight? And so... Or like, how do you guys get along?
And how do you answer that, Yvonne?
I don't know, Don. Do you want to go back to 30 minutes ago?
What happened 30 minutes ago? Scott's running out.
Because I'm like... You just insert yourself into my lane. And again, this is a perfect intro. So what, 40 minutes ago, we sit in the office. And me and Scott are having this conversation. And me and Scott's having a conversation. And you come in and you're like, oh, I'll do it. And I'm like, you don't even know what you're doing. And you're like, yeah, I'll write the skit. Huh? What did you say?
I did not say I'll do it.
You said I'll write it.
I said, no, I didn't say I'll write it,
oh
Scott.
My gosh.
I said, would you like me to write the wording that you want on this thing you're working on?
What was it? Do you know what it was?
Well, I'm trying not to say because it was kind of a surprise. So I'm trying not to say, but.
So anyway. So you're like, I'll write it. I'm like, oh, you just came in and saved the day. You're in my lane. You don't even know what we're talking about. You don't even know what the writing's supposed to be.
No, like, I was just trying to help. And then I was like, well,
so
fine,
then
fuck off.
Like,
I won't write it.
Yeah, that's, I know. And then you leave. And then he comes back in, probably, 15 minutes, right, Scott? Yeah.
It was longer than 5 minutes, asshole.
Oh, 5 minutes? It was 5 minutes. Scott's saying five. And he's like, oh, I just emailed both of you. And he, like, you wrote three freaking sentences, and, like, you thought that you solved the day. And I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything that we were fucking doing.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was...
Well, anyway, back to
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, we get along great.
We do this shit all the time, by the way. So I thought I would talk about how some of the things that Yvonne and I do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, ongoing basis, that keeps us from ripping each other's heads off. And sometimes it doesn't work. So let's just throw that out right there right now. Exhibit A was two seconds ago.
Yeah.
But... You know, it's not always rainbows and unicorns, but for the most part, I think that from day one, when you and I decided to be business partners or work together, and, you know, when I came into Locale Cafe and helped you, you know, get what we have now built started, we've always done the same thing. And I think that some of these things that we're going to talk about have never changed. In 10 years, they've never changed. It's not always perfect. It's not always going to go the way that we talk about it here right now. But I think they're fundamental things that if you're going to do a project or work on a business or, you know, ultimately what we're talking about is being business partners with your spouse, these are the foundations, these are the fundamentals. And if you can't do these, you're doomed from the beginning. And, you know, I will say this right off the bat, if you can't spend time with that person, do you need to take that call?
No, it's okay. It's our kid.
No. If you can't spend 24/7 with your spouse, I wouldn't even attempt it. I wouldn't even do it. I wouldn't think about it. I wouldn't talk about it.
Well, how many days do you think? 24/7. Like, I could spend 24/7 with you, you know.
This is going to be that show where she has a rebuttal for literally everything that I say and completely contradicts every point that we're going to try to make.
No, I'm just saying, I think you need to put a time frame. Like, it should be 24/7 for how many months?
You understand what I'm trying to say, yeah. though. If you have a need to have alone time, or you are that person that needs, you know, your own space for hours on end at a time, being business partners with your girlfriend, your spouse, your wife, whoever that is not a good idea. It's just not.
Well, if you fight on a daily basis about the simplest things, not a good thing either.
Right. I mean, you and I bicker, but nothing. It's not about serious life stuff.
Look, and we're also on the second marriage too. So let's just put that out there. So first one, both of us did not go well. But second one, I feel like you've learned a little bit more. And I feel like you're kind of a little bit more balanced. Or at least we were. Like,
for sure.
We knew what was our trigger points at that point. We knew what we didn't want, you know, and so those all matched up with that. So
I think more importantly, we knew we were very open and communicated off the jump the shit we were not going to put up with from somebody else.
Right. Yeah.
And I think it worked out. But I would say that's number one is if you, you know, if you have a need for personal space like that, it's just not a good idea. And, you know, right behind that, I think, is you have to establish what each of you are good at, which we did from day one. The minute I came into the picture, you wanted nothing to do with the finances, the business side of running a restaurant, of any of that type of thing. And that, you know, was kind of in my wheelhouse. I was pretty good at it, I thought. Back then, who knows? But what I did not know was anything about food, because we were both competing. We were both freaking meatheads. You know, we ate chicken, broccoli, rice. But I mean, you had a little bit more of a food background. Well, I should say a lot more food background than I did. So you had that creativity, that imagination is a good way to put it. You know what I mean? Like, you could come up with these dishes a lot better and a lot more creative than I could. And so I think that's when we established what we kind of say now is, you said it earlier, stay in your lane. That's always been kind of like our motto internally with us and with now our staff. And that's kind of how we run our company now, is you have a job, you stay in your lane. You don't get out of that, because that's when problems start to happen. And we can sidebar and get into all kinds of jokes about whether you get in my lane and I get in yours. It does happen sometimes, but for the most part, you have to establish who's good at what and then stay there for it to work. And I think that's why it's worked for us for so long.
Yeah. And so when it doesn't work is when you, like, input yourself into a conversation, right? Go back to minute one. I'm just saying. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I'm still a little salty. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to come up with a couple of examples of how you come into my lane? Because then... we're going to...
I think I bring value when I come into your lane.
Oh, see? There we go.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I think another one is communication. Communication is the foundation of it all. And that's, you know, I'm kind of tooting our own horn here, but I'm trying to lay this out, is you and I have always been good at communicating. Whether that's what's pissing us off, what is bothering you or I, or what's going on with the business, or something that's happening, you have to be able to talk about it, and you have to be able to do it in a way where there's no resentment. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say? So, you know, if I'm doing something that is pissing you off, that's not even in your lane, it's just something that you don't agree with, you have no issue with coming and telling me. And there's times where I take it, you know, the wrong way. But I think that it comes back to that communication part. So you got to be able to communicate that and then let it go. I'm giving you a chance to add something to that because you're sitting there grinning at me.
No, it's fine. I'll just add a little bit more on the communication. I think you can't, like, communicate and not have an open mind of the – I guess you need to be receivable for the communication also. So you can't, like, I feel like when people say communication is like, I always pictured like that person talking, but it's really about the other person listening. and understanding what that is, you know. And I also think on that communication part, I don't know if you got this on your list, but you have to be able to accept that everything, if you're going to have the communication, you have to be willing to accept the information that you get. Because, you know, like, okay, the lines that you wrote for this, for the thing that we were doing wasn't that bad. But I mean, obviously I wasn't going to tell you that, you know, during that argument.
Oh.
Be like, we're probably going to use maybe two out of the three sentences, but I'm like, you know, so I should take a little bit of my own talk on this and be like able to receive that. But again, you were in my lane, in me and Scott's lane. And so anyway, back to that. But yeah, I think that was my hardest part in the beginning, is that because I like to be a perfectionist. And when you have to listen to communication about how you're not perfect, it's really hard. And I think it took me
I think it's hard for everybody. Yeah. I think it takes time to develop that skill to be able to receive feedback that you're not going to like.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing. It's not something that you can just,
especially when you work so hard on something and hours of doing something, and yeah, and then you get negative feedback. Like, it's just, yeah.
But we've done that. You and I have done that together in building this business and building this brand. You know, a quick example that I can use is the prototype design that we design our cafes with now. I know for a fact, because you've made it very vocal, there's things about it that you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
That we used to do, but you know, as the branding, I'll call it, has matured a little bit. It's some of the things that we used to do that just would not, they just don't jive together. So we're figuring that out, and you've been very vocal with me about that. And I don't take it to heart when you come and say, I don't like this. I think that's important it's an important skill to have and to build. And I think the next one is trying not to take that or take your work home with you. And I'm emphasizing, and in our little notes right here, I have try in big capital letters with an underline across it, because you can say that all day long, but that is going to happen.
What would we talk about if we didn't take it home at night?
You know, you're exaggerating. We talk about all kinds of shit, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you have to make attempts to shut it down at some point.
You do.
And if you don't, it's going to get toxic. It will consume you. You're going to argue about it all night long. And then you're going to be stressed out about it.
Well,
it's
not balance. You have to have balance.
Correct. But no matter what anybody says, it's going to be impossible not to do that all the time.
And so I would say we probably talk at least until 8 o'clock at night, every night, about the business. Or if we're not still working at 8 o'clock. I think at 8:30 is when we probably shut it down.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Like serious conversations.
Is that because we're watching Survivor, Housewives?
I love you can make fun of me all you want, but like, they have nothing to do with food. So I find enjoyment of watching someone.
No, it is. It's a good point.
Either drama on a housewife or, you know, Survivor strategy. And I have learned a lot of strategy from Survivor with social stuff. So it's pretty cool.
I like Housewives too. Yeah. What's another one? I think it's important to know that you have to back up your partner. I mean, there's a lot of times where, even though we may not agree, I'm not going to agree with what you're saying, I have to back you up.
Correct.
That's just part of it. It's a partnership. So, and then knowing when to say, hey, man, I don't think you were right there.
Yes.
If I had to play devil's advocate, I think that's our weakest point. Because you and I are we're to the point now, we're 10 years in. So if we're in a conference room, whether these guys and the rest of the team are in there or not, if I say something and you don't agree with it, you're pretty vocal about it. And vice versa. If you say something and I think it's stupid, it's like, I'm going to tell you.
I don't want to compare our team to a bunch of kids, but like, if mom and dad's not fighting in front of you all the time and it's all roses, like, when the rice gets thrown at you, like, they don't understand why. So it's always like, you know, like, it's like the parents who never fight in front of your kids. And, you know, and then when you mommy and daddy gets divorced, they're like, well, we thought everything was perfect. Well, like, I think it's authentic. And if these guys don't think that we're going to sit there and not fight. Now, where you could probably get me at is, which I've been really good lately, probably, that is like throwing below the belt. Like if you're going to fight in front of everybody or argue or do your point, then there shouldn't be low blows like thrown underneath the belt and like in front of everybody. Like keep all that personal out of the
Yeah, because that's room. Where it gets really real is you'll hit below the belt and then I go for the jugular.
But I haven't done that for a very long time.
Like she's just trying to throw a cheap shot and then yeah. I'm lopping her head off for that. And then it goes really ugly. Down a wrong path.
And I think we've done that. Scott said, that's no. I would say probably, I can think of three times that we went below the belt in front of like our team.
Usually most of the people in the building here know that we'll fight, we'll get pretty loud, yeah. and everything's cool until shit starts, until an object starts flying across the air, that's when...
And I don't think we've thrown anything. Yeah, we've never thrown anything here yeah. at the thing. But we have in the cafes. So, but it's just... Well, and, you know, I'm not justifying my actions at all. But you are very black and white. And so there's a lot of gray and stuff. So, like, if you're going to pick between salt and pepper, like, that's black and white. But there's a lot of circumstances that not everything can fit in two boxes. So
I agree, but most of the time when we're trying to figure out something that we're trying to make this decision on, we're a franchise system. Our brand is a franchise.
I get that.
The definition of a franchise is SOPs, systems and procedures, policies, playbooks that are already put together. There's no gray area in that.
Okay. But I'm just saying... There is, because, again, we were just talking about this, you know, and the policies that we put in place is in a perfect scenario. So, again, the gray area is when you have all hell has broke loose in your cafe, your SOPs go out the window and you're just in survival mode. So, which, again, we're not, but again, so and most of the stuff that comes to us is in survival mode things. Versus, you know, like you just can't, restaurant business is unpredictable. Like, I feel like that's all you do is just you put out fires every day. And that's the same thing here. So as the fires all occur in our cafes, we're sitting here putting the fires out. Right. So I would say everything with the fires are not black and white. And that's probably where we like will differ. So I don't know if that made sense to anybody, but that's what my thoughts were.
Thanks for clarifying. Do you think that husband-wife teams, working with your spouse, I'm using my fingers in quotes, I know it's getting more common yeah. this day and age. My question is, do you think it's getting any easier? And what I mean is like, well, just in this 10 years we've been doing it, look how far we've came. So with technology and the things that people have at their disposal, do you think it makes it easier or harder?
I'm going to say...
I could make an argument for both, and I'll explain in a second, but I'll let you.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I think no matter what the technology or the gadgets that are helping all of these things, I still think it comes back to the core values of your relationship. So... I think that you can get fancy, shiny things to help make your business easier, but I still think it still comes down to the core values, whether you work together or not.
I can agree. I think that what I was going to say with things have, the more they have at their disposal now is technology, right? Phones, cell phones. You're on your cell phone every 5 minutes. So... how much does that play into somebody's relationship at home? You know, you and I, we can make jokes and poke at each other over this, but like, you know, we go home at night and we're still working until whatever time it is. We don't really set boundaries or rules on that. But, you know, you like, you have your designated spot on the couch and I have mine. We'll just call it what it is, right? And you might be working on something for the business while the TV is on, but we're both either buried in a laptop or buried on a phone. So that's what I'm getting at. Is that, do you think that that's worse? Or because I can't remember 10 years ago. Now, granted, we didn't have them, obviously. But I can't remember doing that. When we would go home, we were home. Now, we worked a lot longer. I get that. Say, yeah. Like, we were in the cafe until 8 o'clock. So when we would go home, we were done. We were passed out, probably. But
yeah. So when we went home, because normally our days start at 4 a.m. with cardio. And then we would close the cafe. And then we usually would go work out. So our life was, like, a lot different back then versus what it is now.
I'm starting to see more and more husband-wife teams. You know, there's a lot of them here in town. You know, Dave and Kara with Burrito Shack, that's a husband-wife franchisor that just started a franchise system. And I'm always wondering, you know, like, do they have the same growing pains that we have? Do you think it's easier or harder for them than doing it now? I don't know. That's just something that I think about all the time.
I'm just going to stay in my lane over here at Clean Eats.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess to close the show out, I mean, a closing question would be, how do I know if I can work with my partner or our spouse? And a good answer to that is you don't. You don't ever know. You just got to do it. There's no playbook. There's no instruction manual for doing it.
I say if you're not, like, good partners in the home, then you should not start a business together. So if your home life is chaotic and you fight,
well, that's an obvious one, but I mean, there's people that have a good home life at home that would be terrible business partners.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Just because you have a good marriage and a healthy relationship doesn't mean you're going to be a good business partner.
I'm saying, like, the functioning of the home, like the kids, well, yeah, and for the sure. Garbage gets out and the lawn, like, you know, like, I feel like it starts there, like, you know, the roles in the household. And if you can stay in your roles in the household, then you should start the business together. But if you fight in your house over garbage and lawn and dishes and all that, like, it doesn't get easier.
But point being, at the end of the day, you just got to do it. And do it and figure it out. And if you're 6 months in and it doesn't work, then you have your answer. You know, yeah. Maybe it wasn't a good idea. But I would always encourage people that want to do it to try it, because I couldn't think of a better business partner.
Aw.
See how I ended that there?
What does he want? Are you saying what? There's always something.
See you guys next week.